Sunday, 25th of January, Haftar Tevel, Rabbi David Potash, Shnayim Mikro.
The Doshim Shumur, those that like Dashmin, Gematrius, and Doshim Tevel, they found a remnant for the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikro of Echot Targum in the Sefer Shmoyz. The Sefer Shmoyz starts off the Eile Shmoyz, and this is the Doshim Tevel, the Chayev, Odom, Lachbe, Aparsha, the Eile. So, being in the fulfillment of Chumash Shmoyz, we talk about it also in this week's Parshas, Parshas Boy. The Medrash brings that Rebbe was Metzava his children three things before he was Nifter, and one of those was to make sure that they finished the Parsha before they eat on Shabbat morning. That's in this week's Medrash. So we have here a small sugya, a very interesting sugya. In the Gemara of Brachas Daf Ches Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, Gemara starts off the bottom of Amud Aleph. Oma Rav Huna by Yehuda Omer Rebbe Ami La'olam Yashlim Odom Parshasot Ima Tzibur. A person should always finish his Pasha together with the Tzibur. Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, twice to read the Mikra amongst the Targum. Rashi says Yashlim Parshasot Shal Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. We'll see the significance of this Rashi soon in Mitzvah Shem. Va'afilu atoros v'divoy, and even the words atoros v'divoy are mentioned in the places which Klal Yisrael conquered, which Moshe Rabbeinu himself already conquered. Even that, we should say, those words we should also say Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. What's the chiddush of atoros v'divoy? So Rashi learns she'ein bo targum. Rashi says these words don't have targum, and we'll see soon that Tosfos and other Rishonim Chaylik and Rashi. And the Gemara says, "Shakalamashim Parshasim Matzibo Marichem Yomav V'Shonim Shmeisa." Somebody who is zoicha to keep this mitzvah, he will be zoicha to arichas Yomim V'Shonim. Rav Bibi Barabaya Sova Al Ashraminu LeParshos of the Kedushat of Mal Yom Dikipur. Rav Bibi, the son of Abaya, he thought he didn't have so much time. He was very busy teaching Torah and answering shaylos. So he thought, what he'll do is he'll wait till the end of the year. At the end of the year, he'll do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum on the whole Torah in one day on the Erev Yom Kippur. So somebody said to him, he thought, "Tovel Ashlemin and LaParshos the Kudushat of Mal Yom Kippur." Tovel Lechir Barav Midifti. So Lechir Barav Midifti said to him, "There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. If he was going to be busy chasing the whole Torah, you won't have time to eat." So he said. So he thought he will Tovel Ashlemin. He thought maybe then he'll pre-run everybody, and he'll do his Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum the whole Torah at the beginning of the year. Amalei Ahu Saba, so an older man said to him, Tanina Abu Vashla Yagdim V'lo Ya'ache. We have a brayso that tells us we shouldn't read too early or not too late. We should be together with the Tzibur. Could Amalei Rabbi Shulam Levi Libnei, like Rabbi Shulam Levi told his son, Ashkimu Pashisachim HaTzibur Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, that you should be with the Tzibur. Now we have a machlokes here between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah about when is the prime time to do this. The Tosfos says, he starts by saying, "Nira dechol ha'shavua michiven demaschilin likret ha'parsha, dahayinu michas Shabbos ha'elef, ad Shabbos ha'bon, nikas im ha'tibu." Since the Gemara tells us, that we have to do this together with the Tzibur. So what is together with the Tzibur? The Tosfos says, it starts off from Mincha and Shabbos, where we start the new Pasha, until the next week, until the end of the week. And then Tosfos brings the Medrash that we mentioned before. Zman HaShloma Yesh for Medrash. Shloi Shadvon Tzivah Rabbeinu HaKadosh Levon Av B'Shar Shanifta. Shloi Tzorech Lechem B'Shabbos Ad Shetikim U'Kol HaPasha. Mashma D'Kodem Achila Tzorech Lashlim. It's mashma from here that we're supposed to finish it before we eat. It doesn't tell us which Suda we're talking about. But the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as you don't delay your eating until Chatzos. So obviously we're talking about the Shabbat morning meal. And then to finish this Tosfos by saying, "Umiyu im shlima achar chila shafid domi, kol mokom mitzvah mufka achar chila." If you finish it after eating, it's also good. But the mitzvah mufka is before eating. The Bi'ur Halacha explains why is it a mitzvah mufka before eating. Because we're just like many mitzvahs you're not supposed to do. You know, you're not supposed to eat first before you do the mitzvah because we're afraid that the suda will take longer than you thought and you'll miss the mitzvah. So it's better to do this mitzvah before eating. That's the mitzvah min hamufcha. But you can do it after eating as well, and Tosfos doesn't tell us until when, but it's Mistaba, the Tosfos is telling us it's until Mincha, when we start the next Pasha. That's the Shittas of Tosfos, that the Mitzvah Mufka is even after davening, after Kriyas HaTorah in Shul. You go home, before you eat, you try and be Mavah the Pasha, if not, you do it afterwards. But Rabbeinu Yonah, who's a Pirush on the Rif and Brachos, argues with his Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, that the time for this Mitzvah is before Shul. La'olam yaslim olam pashesim ha'tzibur k'loim asher k'odim sh'yikra ha'tzibur ha'pashu b'es ha'knesset yikra oysa b'besa b'im shabbos atzmai b'boika b'im chol oysa shavua. Rabbein Yonah says that the time to finish this mitzvah is before Kriyas HaTorah in Shul. So what's the machlokes between Tosfos and Rabbein Yonah? It looks as if it might be very insignificant. Rabbein Yonah says it's got to be before Shul, and Rabbein Yonah Tosfos says you have the whole afternoon. But there is definitely a machlokes here, and we have to understand what's the machlokes. So in order to understand this, we will quote a Shumat Adeshin. Shumat Adeshin was one of the Gedolei HaPoskim between the Rishonim and Achronim, one of the later Rishonim, and the Shumat Adeshin discusses what is the reason behind this mitzvah of Shnai Nikra Echot Tag. And the way he discusses it is because he asked whether on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah to review the parsha that we're going to lay in on Yom Tov. So the Shumat Adeshin, he declares a chakir, a longish chakir. What is the reasoning behind this mitzvah? Is the reason behind the mitzvah that every person should try and finish the whole Torah once a year, besides the tzibur finishing it once a year, every yochid should also try and finish the whole Torah once a year? Is that the reason for the mitzvah? Or is the reason for the mitzvah in order that we should be prepared for the kriya that we're going to lay in on Shabbat? The Baal Tekor is going to lay in the whole Pasha, and Chazal wanted you to know what's going on. He wanted us to be prepared. So therefore, Chazal instituted the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Echot Targum in order to make sure that everybody knows what's going on when it comes to create the Torah. This is the Chakira of the Trumas Adeshin. So the Trumas Adeshin says that obviously the Naftimina, the difference between these two suggestions is whether on Yom Tov one has to, for the parsha of Yom Tov, one has to prepare the parsha. If the idea behind this mitzvah is that we're supposed to, every yochid v'yochid is supposed to finish the whole Torah once a year, then obviously he does not need to review the parsha that they're going to learn on Yom Tov. Because let's say it's parsha for A, when it comes to parsha for A, he's going to be doing that anyway because he's got to review the whole Torah once a year. On the other hand, if the reasoning behind this mitzvah is that he should be prepared to understand what's going to be lained the end of the week or the following day, whatever it is, so then in that case he should prepare the Kriya for Yom Tov as well in order to be updated and know what we're going to read tomorrow for Yom Tov. So the Tfilas Adeshem says that this is a Machlokas Rishonim. He makes it into Machlokas Rishonim. He's medayek with the Rashi that we mentioned at the beginning. Rashi says Yashlim Pashiyos of Shakol Shabbos v'Shabbos. One should review the Pasha of every Shabbos. Rashi could have just as easily said so Shabbos v'Yom Tov, but he didn't. He said Shabbos v'Shabbos. So it's mashmal from Rashi, says the Trumas Adeshin, that Rashi's shita is that the idea behind the mitzvah is one has to finish every yochid, just like the tzibur has to finish the Torah once a year. Every yochid also has to finish the whole Torah once a year. And that's why, as you said, it's only a mitzvah on Shabbat. When it comes to Yom Tov, you don't have to do this because it's a double kriya. You already have heard this kriya this year, and therefore on Yom Tov you're potter. However, the Torah Zeshon points out that when the Gemara explains what happened with Abibi Barbaya, when Abibi Barbaya wanted to be mashlim the mitzvah of the whole Torah in one day, what was the reasoning? What was the reason why he didn't manage to do it on a regular basis every week? So, from Rashi's chart, it would be mashma that, as we said before, he didn't have time the whole year and he wanted to do everything the whole year. But there's a gizdeh on the side of the Gemara, in the name of the Oruch, and the Rishonim also bring it to the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, and they explain the story of a Bibi Bye Bye like this. Sova la shlemina lukuru patriosa de kala b'mayle diyonit de kipuri. He wanted to make up the parshas of Kala. What are the parshas of Kala? So the Aruch explains like this: Pirush in Shmoina Parshiyot Shakoyin Ba'avos Shabbatos Shabbatel Ba'avos Shabbatos Shabbador Ufnei Shoyer Av Bibi Torut V'Chodesh Hakala B'Mesechta Dekala L'Motz Pnai LaHashem Kol Parsha B'Shabbatos. So he says that there was a minhag in Bavel that twice a year, for a month at a time, there would be Yarchei Kala. We all know the concept of Yarchei Kala. Yarch means a whole month of Kala. The Balabatim people would come together for a whole month to hear Shiurim and learn Torah from the Gedolei Hador at the time. And Rav Bibi was the Magid Shir of this Yarchei Kala. He was the one that had to teach everybody whatever they were learning. There was a Masechta de Kala. They chose a particular Masechta for everybody to learn together. And he was therefore very busy during these 8 weeks of the year that were the whole Chodesh Adar and the whole Chodesh Elul. The concept obviously was in Chodesh Adar in order to prepare for Nissan for Pesach, and Elul in order to prepare for Yom Ha'Ra'im, much similar to what we have with Shabbat HaGolden Rosh and Shabbat Shuvah Rosh. But for them it was a whole month. So he was preparing and teaching this whole month of the Yarchei Kala, and he did not have time to view the parshas of the Kala. Now it's a little bit mashma from this lashon here, the parshiyosa de Kala, that we're not talking about the regular parshas of the Torah that we lay in 1 week after the other. It would seem that there were special parshas that were laid in these 8 weeks of the Kala. They chose special parshas of the Torah to lay for the 8 weeks of this Kala. And those he didn't manage to do, so he decided that he's going to make them up either as Yom Kippur or some other time. These eight parshas that he's missed, these parshas of Kala. So said the Trumas Adeshen, we see from here that he was makid to do a Shnai Mikolech of Targum not only on the parshas of the whole Torah of Kesed in order to finish the Torah once a year. He was makid to do the parshas that were special for the weeks of the Kala, even though they weren't the normal Seder of the Chumash. And therefore says the Trumas Adeshen, this is a proof that according to this gist in the Gemara, which is the gist of the Aruch Aben Chananel, that they argue with Rashi, and they held that the reasoning behind Shnei Mikvach Targum was, as we said, the second reason, in order to be prepared for the Kriya that's going to be tomorrow. Now obviously there's a Pashat Kash on the Shumas Hadesha. If that's the case, then what's the point of Rabbi making it up afterwards? That's an obvious Kash which the Shumas Hadesha itself does not address. However, we can only suggest that the chat is that Chazal were masakin this mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Shnei Mikvach Echad Targum to be prepared. Now once Chazal were masakin the mitzvah, the reasoning behind the mitzvah was to be prepared. But now that they've been masakin it, it's a mitzvah. And therefore, once they were kaved this mitzvah, they said that you have to make it up, you have to be mashlim. So it has to be hashlama. Even though you missed the reasoning behind it, but soft, the person who missed it, it was not yet mekayim the takanas Chazal, and therefore he has to make it up. I've not found this test anywhere, it's only a suggestion, but obviously that's an obvious cash on the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, so now we have a Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Rashi, and again Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch, about what is the reasoning behind the Shnei Mikvach Echad Targum. Is it in order to finish every Yochid, the Yochid should finish the Torah the whole year, or is it to be prepared for the coming Parsha? Based on this, I think we can suggest that this perhaps will be the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ben Yona that we mentioned. We said that Tosfos holds that the ideal time for laying the Shnei Mikvach Echad Targum is before the meal on Shabbos morning, and that says the Bialach is only because that maybe you'll extend your meal longer than you need to, and you won't end up doing it in the right time. But really, the time is sometimes on Shabbos afternoon, and it would seem that you have up till Mincha. And the Ben Yonah says, no, that the time to do it is before laning on Shabbos morning. So the Machlokes L'Chayre is the same Machlokes, that Tosfos holds that the mitzvah is that a person must finish the Torah once a year, just like the Kriya, the Shiva has to be a Kriya of the Yochid. And therefore it's not imperative to lane this, to do this before the Kriya of the Torah in Shul. It's just got to be in a Tzibur, you have to be with the Tzibur. With the Tzibur is whenever this Parsha is still the prevalent parsha, is still relevant, and that is until Shabbos Mincha when you start the next parsha. So Tosafot says the ideal time is Shabbos afternoon. It doesn't matter if it's before davening, after davening, or the chatzilah before the meal or after the meal. As long as it's still Shabbos mincha when you start the next parsha. Because the main thing is that every yochid the yochid, every week, finishes the parsha. However, Rabbeinu Yonah holds, like Rabbeinu Chananel Oroch, that the reasoning behind this mitzvah is to be prepared for Kriyas HaTorah. We should know what's going on. So Ben Yonah says the ideal time is before Kriyas HaTorah in Shul. That's obvious. So we have here already a few nafkaminas for this mitzvah. We have a nafkamina of Yom Tov, of whether you're supposed to prepare for Yom Tov. We have a nafkamina of whether you're supposed to finish the mitzvah before Shul and Shabbos morning, or you have the whole day. Now there are other interesting nafkaminas in this mitzvah. Well, first of all, let's discuss why do we have to name the parsha twice in the mikra and once in the targum. What's the reasoning for this? Why isn't it not once in the mikra, once targum, and what's the targum for? So the reason we name the targum is because in those days the language spoken was Aramaic, and what Chazal wanted was that the person should understand the parsha, not just read through it. It should not be just like a Sefer Tehillim. He should understand the parsha. Askedei Kach, but the Rosh brings that it might even be better nowadays that we're not so fluent in the Targum. It might even be better just to learn the parsha twice and then with Rashi, because Rashi explains the parsha very beautifully, as we all know. So the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber bring this, that it brings this shita that maybe it would be better to learn with Rashi instead of the Targum. And the Mechaber says, Shulchanoruch says, Yireshmaim Yitzis Yideshneim. Because he brings the Machlokes to Shoinim, then the Yireshmaim should do both. So that explains why to do the Targum or the Pirush of Rashi. But what about the Shnayim Mikra? Why do we have to learn the Mikra twice? So this appears to be another Machlokes. The Achroim bring a Ravan. Ravan was one of the Gedolei Rishonim. He was a great nephew of Rashi. And Ravan says that the reason why we have to do it three times is a remez for the people who are on the bima at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. We have the Baal Koreah and the Oile LaTorah, and in the old days we have the Metorgamon. In the shul there was always the Metorgamon who, after the Baal Koreah laid the Pasuk, the Metorgamon would translate it into Lashon Aramis, into Lashon Targum. So says the Ravan, that the three times that we have to be Ovmav of the Pasha is to get the Baal Koreah, the Oile LaTorah, the one who gets the Eliyah, and the Metorgamon. There's another reason given, however, for having to lay three times, and that's given by the Lechem Chamudah, the Tosfos Yom Tov, in his Pirush on the Rosh, and he says that we know there was an Indian that Torah should be, there is an Indian that Torah should be learned four times, which was Chazar over Divrei Torah four times. In the Masoret HaTorah, when the Kutzvah was taught the Torah to Moshe Beni, and then subsequently taught it to Klal Yisrael, so the Gemara Evin tells us, and Rashi brings it to finish, that it was taught over four times. First Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Aaron, and then came in Aaron's children, and he taught it over to them, to Aaron with them, and then came in the Zakenim, and then Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu taught it over four times, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went out, and Aaron then taught it over to everybody so that he had it four times, etc., etc. So the Torah was taught in one, the first time, the first introduction to any piece of Torah was four times. The Stipe used to say that if you've not learned the Gemara four times, you're not started learning it. So there is such an Indian that one has to learn Torah to get it straight for the first reading. You have to learn it four times. So the Lechem Chamudah suggests that this is the reason why we have to do Shnayim Mikra Targum three times, because we have the Kriya of the Baal Koreah, and then we do it three times, so we have it four times. Okay, so we have another Machlokes. What is the reason we have to learn three times? The Ravan says that this is a remez for the Baal Koreah, the Oile LaTorah, and the Metorgamon. And there's another pshat that is four times, that is with the Kriya of the Baal Koreah, Sacha Kodesh four times, because that Derech HaLimud has to be four times. What's the Machlokes? So I think we can suggest that the Machlokes is based on what we on the Transcendental Chakir. Because if the reasoning behind this mitzvah is that everybody should be learning the Torah for himself, everybody should finish the Torah once a year. So just like we said, that the Masoret HaTorah has to be that a person's got to learn it four times. So therefore, Chazal HaMasakim, that together with listening to Baal Torah, you have it four times, because in that way you're going to be learning the whole Torah four times once a year. Wonderful. However, according to the other Svarah, that the reason is to be prepared for Kriyas HaTorah. So Chazal wanted to be meramis to us what this mitzvah is about. So they said, you know what this mitzvah, you know I have to do it three times? Yeah, first of all, you have to do the pirush. Because in order to be prepared for Kriyas HaTorah, you have to know what it means. So either you have to learn the Targum, which is the pirush which they understood, or you have to learn the Rashi, which is the pirush which we understand. So that will help you be prepared. That's number one. And number two, you have to do it three times. Why? It's a remez for the Baal Torah, the Olah L'Torah and the Targumah. So that's to remind us why we're doing this. It's to remind us that the reason you're doing this is to be prepared for Kriyas HaTorah. So that's another very nice nafkamina. And well, now we have another machlokes, which is connected to this. And that is, we mentioned before, the Rashi says, when the Gemara says, Afilo HaTorah V'Divayin, we have to do Shnei Mitzvot with Targum, Afilo HaTorah V'Divayin, Rashi says, because it doesn't have a Targum. Now, if you look in our Chumash, you will see it doesn't have a Targum. And this is what a lot of the Rishonim ask. So, and the Rishonim ask on Rashi also, that why did the Gemara choose the words HaTorah V'Divayin? The Gemara could have said Reuven V'Shimon. Reuven V'Shimon for sure doesn't have a Targum, because the translation is Reuven V'Shimon. So, the Rishonim argue with Rashi, and they say a different pshat. They say that the pshat is that HaTorah V'Divayin, and what they had in front of them, their Targum, did not have a Targum on Kriyas, but it had a Targum Yerushalmi. So they say that the Gemara is telling us that even though it's no Targum on Kriyas, we'll read the Targum Yerushalmi. Okay. So, based on this, the Torah brings a machlokes about those words which in the Torah do not have a Targum, like the Emes Reuven V'Shimon. He brings another machlokes about how many times you have to say the words Reuven V'Shimon. Do you have to say it three times, or do you have to say it just twice? Because since there's no Targum on the words Reuven V'Shimon, there's no point saying it a third time. That's the machlokes which the Torah brings. Now I think we can already have that this machlokes is also totally on the same chakir that we mentioned. Because if the reason for laning three times is in order that a person should finish all the prayer once a year, just like the tzibur finishes, the yachid should finish, and he should do it four times, then even if the words do not have a targum, if it's Reuven and Shimon without the targum, then he should still say it a third time. Because the idea is that he should be learning the Torah himself the whole year four times. So Reuven and Shimon, he should say three times. However, if the reasoning behind the mitzvah is in order to be prepared for Kriyas HaTorah, then there's something which does not have a targum, it does not need a pirush, it's just Reuven and Shimon, and he doesn't need to mefarish it because he already knows what the chat is. And therefore, it's enough to say it twice. So that's another nafkamina which is based on this chakir. We'll just end with one more nafkamina, one more halacha, and that is, what about Haftarah? Does one have to look at the Haftarah and lean it through before Shabbat, before Shabbat morning, whenever the time is? So, just first of all, the Mechaber Shochanoch paskins that on Yom Tov he does not need to prepare the Pasha. And so that would imply that he paskins that the Sfara behind this mitzvah is that every Yachid has to finish the Torah once a year, and therefore Yom Tov he doesn't need to do. So therefore, the Mechaber says here, in Reish Pehei, Hilchos Shabbos Reish Pehei, in Siv Zayin, Ein Tzach Likras Pasha, Parshas Yom Tov. One does not need to lay in the Parshas Yom Tov. And as Mishnah Berurah says, the Sfar that we mentioned, or Tzolayim HaShein Tzach Likras L'Atzmoy, Tzohar Kvakor Kol HaTorim Midei Shabbos V'Shabbatoy. So, he's quoting the Mogavon, of course, quoted from the Trumas Edeshim. So the Mechaber seems to paskin that the reason behind the mitzvah is to finish the Torah once a year, and therefore Yom Tov doesn't need to do it. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Hagot, v'chein ein tzoch likres haftorit, and therefore you don't need to learn haftorah either, because the idea is l'chayah to finish the Torah once a year, and therefore the haftorah was not included. There was no mitzvah to dafka finish novi or ksuvim once a year. However, says the Ramah, kol makom nagu likres haftorah. However, the minig is yes to prepare to the haftorah. So the mother of Rome on says this is a steer. If with the Mechaber Paskin that on Yom Tov we don't need to prepare, we don't need to lay in Shema Mikra for Yom Tov, and that is because the idea behind the mitzvah is that one should review the Torah once a year, and not the reasoning is not to be prepared for the next day's leaning. So how can the minute be, therefore, after the Mechaber Paskin, how can the minute be that one has to go through that Torah? So the mother of Rome answers as follows. The mother of Rome says that there's a difference between Haftorah and the laning. The laning, when we know, a person gets called up to the Torah and the Baal Korah lanes it. However, Haftorah, certainly in Chutzlaret, and in many places in Eretz Yisrael also, the person is called up, he's the one that lanes the Haftorah. And in the old days, it was laned from a class, and therefore he had to be prepared. So says the Morgan of Rome, and even if it's not laid from the class, of course, one should be prepared. However, so it says the Mother of Abraham, here's different. Here, the reason why he has to prepare that Torah is because he might just get mastery the next day, and in that case, he has to be prepared. So everybody has to be prepared to get the mastery. That's the chart of the Mother of Abraham. But, however, there's a problem with it, which the Shartin asks, and that is because the Ramah then goes further and tells us the following. Of the Shabbos Shal Chasana, Yikra Haftoya Shal Shabbos of Lois Lois Ozi. Now the meaning of this Ramah is as follows. We do not have this minhag, but there used to be a minhag where when there was a Chosin and Oifruf in Shul, every time there was a Chosin in Shul for his Oifruf, they would be Mavatl the Haftoya of the Shabbos of the week, and they would lay in the Haftoya of Lois Ozi. That is also Machlokes. Some say there would be most of Lois Ozi. However, many Haftoya hold there would be Mavatl the Haftoya of the week, and the name for his office, which is a very, very beautiful Haftorah about Kadosh Baruch Hu being the Chosen and Kleistel being the Kala, and therefore it's very topical for Chosen to lane it, and we actually do lane it once a year. It's the Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim, I think. And but there was a minute that every time there was an Oifel, they lane for his office. So the Ramah says on those Shabbos is where there's going to be a Chosen issue. According to the minute that we do Shema Mikra for the Haftorah, which Haftorah should he do? So the Ramah said he should not do Sois Ossis, he should do the Haftorah that would have normally been. So the Shayatin says, according to the Morgan of Rome's chat, it doesn't make sense, because nobody's going to learn this anyway. No, so what does he need to be prepared for? So we can suggest another suggestion, and that is, just quickly, we've got too much time left, and that is, there's another Sfora about why a person has to lay and finish the whole Torah once a year. And that is a mashmoyot of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel, brings this halacha. Right at the end of Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam said, "Afa pisha adam shemeh kol haTorah kula b'chol shnasoi b'tzibo." Even though somebody hears Kriyas Torah the whole year in the tzibo, he's still chayav to lane it himself every week. Say the shal oisah Shabbos na mikra echatagum upasuk shein etagum kerei shloish shabam achidashim pashreitim natibu. Now there are many diukim in this Rambam which we haven't got time to go into, but one major diuk is that first of all he brings this pagan gimel in the Rambam is Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and the Rambam brings this right at the end of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, which suggests to us that this mitzvah is something to do with a Torah Dikidin. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah called Shabbos or Shabbos to finish the whole Torah, and he doesn't mention Yom Tov, and he says that the mitzvah is, however, to finish the whole Torah. So here we have what seems to be a mixing of the two svaros, of the two reasonings behind Shema Mikra Echatagum. On the one hand, the Rambam puts it with Kriyas HaTorah and says this is part of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. On the other hand, he says that it's a mitzvah to finish the whole Torah the whole year, and it's only a mitzvah Shabbos, not Yom Tov. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So the pshat in the Rambam, the Torah, is that, as he says, exactly the way he puts it, just like there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah for the Tzibur, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah for the Yachid. He doesn't have to do it from the Sefer Torah, but it's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, it's the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, not to prepare for the Kriyas HaTorah, that just like the Tzibur has to learn from the Torah, the Yachid also has to learn from the Torah. It's a Kriyas HaTorah, it's a mitzvah. And therefore, according to this, you can explain the pshat in Haftar. The Haftar, everybody knows, was the Chazal was mistaken it because of the time of Sakona when there was gzeiros against Klal Yisrael and they weren't allowed to learn Torah, they weren't allowed to read from Torah in public. The Tzibo, so Chazal said, take a piece of Nevi'im which has got something to do with the Pasha and will be reminiscent of the Pasha and lay it. If you can't do it, the Tzibo, do it in the office. So the Haftarah, the Sakona of Haftarah was to be instead of the Pasha. So that could explain what the Ramah is saying. The Haftarah, the Sakona of Haftarah was to be instead of Kriyas Haftarah. We continued the Takana after Baruch Hashem were able to lay in the Tzibur the Torah. However, it was the reason behind that Torah was to be instead of the Pasha. So the Ramah is telling you, even though we're going to lay in the first office Haftarah tomorrow, but you should prepare the Haftarah, even though we're not going to lay in, you should prepare Haftarah that particular Pasha. Because the Ramah may behold, like this Svarah of the Rambam, that the Takana was, that it just like it creates a Torah for the Tzibur, there has to be creates a Torah for the office. And therefore, the Kriyas HaTorah, when there was no leaning from the Torah, was the HaTorah of that Pasha. And therefore, so we see from here, just in a second quickly, we have some three Svaras and three reasonings behind this beautiful mitzvah. And that is number one, is it so that a person should learn the whole Torah once a year? Or is it in order to be prepared for Kriyas HaTorah? Or is it so that we ourselves should do the Kriyas HaTorah? And we see all the nafkamin is the halacha, and Be'ez Hashem, now we can understand this beautiful mitzvah.